You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
This is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and we are the Roto Experts! Alongside the Fantasy Executive Corey Parson, Wall Street Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman. Breathe, people. Breathe. And oh, Matt Modica, all he wanted was to get to this very moment on a Monday. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Overall, it was a very successful weekend. I did lose one really good team, but, you know, I got the best record and most points in my prime. Another couple of primes, probably second or third. So we're going to the dance, cashing in, and looking forward to the playoffs.
Corey Parson, week 13, one more game to go. Pittsburgh and Cincinnati, we're going to have to talk about that because Antonio Brown's status is very much up in the air for tonight. After 15 games, how you feeling?
Feel good, you know what I'm saying? Feel good, got a lot of good things done. Didn't pull off everything I needed to pull off yesterday. Unfortunately, I had a team with Mike Evans, Devontae Adams, and Brandon Cooks on it.
Was Kareem Hunt also on that team?
Kareem Hunt was also on that team, too. That team is going to fall just short. Other than that, Cameron Brate saved the bacon.
That was a great call, Fancy.
Cameron Brate saved the bacon yesterday in a couple other leagues, so in some pretty good spots moving forward to weeks 14, 15, and 16. Can't really complain.
You feeling good?
The one I lost, I liked a lot.
Yeah.
But it was a team that had Ezekiel Elliott and Dalvin Cook and players like that, you know, so that one was a little tough to to pull that one off. But I will say I do have one thing that I would consider doing differently next year. Yes.
You gonna reel that for us?
I think Matt Modica already knows.
I know it's coming. I know.
Draft the quarterback early.
I'm drafting. Yeah. I think I might become a borderline quarterback snob.
And the irony to the statement is Tom Brady, who basically helped get me to that point yesterday, put up 10 points. Zero touchdowns.
Isn't that the counter-argument to your exact point?
No, but if you look at all the other quarterbacks, too, I mean, who was really... A lot of people were starting Alex Smith yesterday.
But I don't. I got actually a bunch of questions about it. A lot of people started Josh McCown yesterday.
Okay, but you got to remember one thing. Here it is. I don't get to that point without Brady. You know, I'm not even in that spot. So, you know, he had his worst game of the year when I needed him most.
He did indeed. And you know what? There's no... Scott has always said it, right? There's a million ways to win. And certainly the quarterback way is the way to do it. But if you started Josh McCown yesterday, you're feeling unbelievable. And I know there's people that did. Josh McCown, as Corey's pointed out over the past couple of weeks, has consistently been a top 12 quarterback.
Yeah, Josh McCown will finish the season as a top 12 fantasy quarterback. He was a player that really got the job done. Oh, my God, that we were able to ride with just about all season long. So Josh McCown, definitely happy to see that him and my man Robbie Anderson. Robbie Anderson was very, very big in these past 6 or 7 weeks, like getting a lot of teams to this point, and he should continue to be in starting lineups moving forward.
Yeah, I agree. I feel really good myself this morning. That's Corey. You did your job for me last night and put me into the playoffs, so that was cool. So, appreciate that.
In the GST. Nice.
We're in. We continue on. What happened yesterday? We'll tell you when we come back here on the Roto Experts.
The award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network is your free fantasy source 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can catch this show and many others live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn Radio. Want to listen on your computer at work? Go to fntsy.com/radio or check us out on YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page, where you can ask questions, discuss topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your questions on the air. The number is 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 days a year fantasy sports network of its kind without a subscription. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your fantasy source.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's the Roto Experts. And you're feeling it, man. The playoffs. They are officially 24 hours away.
Woo-hoo!
Officially 24 hours away. One more game to go. Pittsburgh, Cincinnati tonight. It's frustrating. As I said a moment ago, there are questions, right? There are absolutely questions that come into this race because you have no idea if Antonio Brown's going to play tonight. He seems like an absolute legitimate question mark.
Is it wrong of me to want him not to play?
No, it's not.
I want to see it inactive.
At this point, it's not.
I'm going to come out there, because if he's inactive, well, me and Vlad at Roto Gut, Vlad Sedler, excellent baseball, football player, high stakes, daily, all that good stuff. If he sits out, we got a 36-point lead, 35-point lead, and he's got Joe Mixon and Antonio Brown. So I think if Antonio Brown's inactive, we'll secure second place, and that's like $3,000. So
you know, it's funny. We have in the GST league, we need a bunch of things to go our way yesterday to get into the playoffs. We need Corey to win number one. He completely did his job. Appreciate that. And we needed Scotty to win.
The king dilly dilly.
And the king got the job done. And going tonight, he had Antonio Brown and Joe Mixon. And if Antonio Brown doesn't play, he's going to play Joe Mixon. And I was just like, just get me in striking distance with Antonio Brown or Mixon. I used to care of it all last night. I have nothing to worry about tonight, so I could care less if Antonio Brown plays or whatever. But let's get into yesterday. Let's get into the big stories from yesterday and what stood out to you. And I'm going to actually start here in New York with the Jets in Kansas City, because that stood out to me yesterday. It was a Josh McCown rules the world game yesterday, as the Jets put up 38 points against the Kansas City Chiefs. And McCown was pretty dominant, rushing for 2 touchdowns yesterday, putting up over 30 fantasy points. He was as good as he has been all season long, all career long, really.
I mean, look at the top 2 quarterbacks in Week 13, Alex Smith and Josh McCown. Now, if somebody tells me, well, you know, that's why you don't draft a big-name quarterback, that's ridiculous, because pretty much nobody played Alex Smith yesterday. And some people might have played Josh McCown. I played him once. I heard Antonio Brown might not play. I had Ben as the guy who was in my lineup all week. I took him out. But you got to give the Jets all the credit. Corey's been, we've been chanting Robbie Anderson, Corey,
yep,
all week long. Hell of a game by him as well. The thing that got me in this game, though, Travis Kelce had 24 points in a PPR in the first 5 minutes of the day. It was 10 minutes to go in the first quarter. You would think the Kansas City Chiefs would try and run the ball and control the game. Kareem Hunt, who I said would score 20 points, only scored just maybe 10
9.
In the PPR.
In the PPR.
He had like 9.7. Okay, let's. So he pretty much got you that floor. It was disappointing.
He's once again, by the way, going to be a story this week with the playoffs here.
Yeah, no, people are going to want to bench him once again.
And at some point, are you not going to jump off this bandwagon?
I mean, I got to see what they're going to do. I got to see what my other options are, too.
Of course.
Who do you have?
Well, Rex Burkhead is a good option.
Burkhead was key. I benched DeMarco Murray in my solo prime, and I put Burkhead in, and that was pretty much the difference. That's why I want, you know, a lock to both.
Deion Lewis, Rex Burkhead, both going to be options next week rather than Kareem Hunt. But, you know, it's interesting. You talk about control of the offense, and they didn't slow down the offense by any means, but it was dominant, right? Like how Alex Smith was doing yesterday against this Jets defense, throwing for 4 touchdowns, throwing for almost 400 yards. Tyreek Hill had his best game of the season, 6 for 185 and 2.
Wide receiver number one.
I was wide receiver one of the year. Hey, listen, the Chiefs got every one of their weapons involved in the passing game. Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, done. That's every one of their weapons. And both of them were very much involved with 2 touchdowns apiece. The only weapon that was not involved with the Kansas City Chiefs yesterday was Kareem Hunt.
9 carries.
9 carries total in a game that they lost by 7 points.
I mean, at some point, you want to say I'm making excuses for Kareem Hunt? Whatever, you can go right ahead and say that. But why is he getting 9, 2 weeks ago, 11? I mean, if you look at the game logs, look, he has not performed up to our expectations, but he's also not getting the attempts. I mean, he wasn't the only. A lot of first-rounders and second-rounders yesterday, totally disappointed. I mean, Julio Jones, what the hell was that? I mean, seriously. I mean, Tom Brady, zero touchdowns.
Yeah, it was a big star disaster yesterday.
It really was.
For those two players, Julio Jones could have a 50 spot, putting up 2 points yesterday.
Peyton Barber put up like 18 points in the
game. He did. Peyton Barber got the job done for you. For the Jets, Josh McCown throws for 331, passes for a touchdown, rushes for two. The running game for New York. Bilal Powell was the goal line back yesterday. Carried the ball 18 times and 48 yards, while Matt Forte had 15 carries for 58 yards. The two of them really split reps. Don't really want to start them in the playoffs, but I'm not upset I have them on the bench.
Yeah, but I'm not. But who was really? Were you really starting Bilal Powell in Week 13?
No, I mean
unless you were decimated in the running back position. It's not that Powell's a bad player. It's just, I mean, could you trust him in that spot? And he got the touchdown. Matt Forte is like the ageless wonder. He just, you know, he's always hurt, but he's always out there. You know, it's interesting. It really was. I mean, thank God I benched DeMarco Murray. But, I mean, if you started Derrick Henry, you got saved late. What, a 75-yard touchdown run with like a minute left or something like that, or not even? It was a weird, weird day. And hopes and dreams got shattered on players you didn't think were going to make that difference.
Yeah, absolutely. But a player that you didn't think was going to make a difference, Corey, yesterday was your guy, Robbie Anderson. Anderson finishes with 8 catches for over 100 yards. Doesn't get into the end zone. Falls a yard short of falling into the end zone yesterday. He had 8 for 107, while Jermaine Kearse had 9 for 157 yesterday. These two wide receivers both had over 10 targets, and the Jets utilizing the weapons they have.
Yeah, you knew this situation where you can pick on the Kansas City Chiefs defense, and Robbie Anderson and Josh McCown are so locked in right now. Not to mention, I had leagues where I played Jermaine Kearse also. Absolutely gotten it done. As Tony Sincotta would say, the New York Jets offense came through for you in a plus matchup.
Yeah.
Jermaine Kearse and Robbie Anderson are 5 and 8. And what was that? I mean, it's pretty crazy. 25 and 19 points, respectively.
Absolutely.
Ooh. I mean, shout out to Josh McCown.
Shout out to Josh McCown, who got it done yesterday against the Chiefs. And this week, it'll be the Raiders against the Chiefs. And Michael Crabtree, healthy. Nice little bye week this week. Got to look at Josh for that one. One Jet who did not get it done yesterday. Corey, you kind of predicted this a little bit yesterday. Was Austin Seferian Jenkins, who hadn't done much. And Matt and I really defended him, saying, listen, if they count touchdowns they should have, he would have been fine going forward. But yesterday, that was not the case. There was no touchdown that was taken off the board. ASJ yesterday, just 2 for 7.
Yeah, massive disappointment. But the guy, for the most part, has been touchdown dependent.
Sure.
That's why I wasn't so, you know, saying to myself, this was such a lock to play him over excuse me, over Cameron Brate.
Right, and we'll get to Cameron Brate in just a moment. But I want to talk about the tight end that was the lock yesterday. Corey's sitting here shaking his head. He was the lock.
That son of a gun.
He was everything. That son of a gun. He was in DFS lineups.
He did it again.
He did it again.
He did it again.
You could not have a better matchup in the world. Every sign pointed to the blow-up game. Instead, here's the line. Are you ready? One
no.
catch. 9 yards.
All you heard was, ooh, as he ran into the woods.
One catch, 9 yards for Jared Cook.
He is a POS. He knows how. This is purpose. This is purposely done. This guy, whenever you expect it from Jared Cook, this is what he does. This is exactly what Jared Cook does. And going into the day yesterday, with this wonderful matchup, I was like, watch Jared Cook disappear. Clive Wofford. Clive effing Wofford.
Four for 57 for Clive Wofford yesterday. Cordarrelle Patterson, 4 for 97. He was the wide receiver that you wanted to own in Oakland. He took a screen 60 yards.
And that's the play right there. And that's why you want him over Seth Roberts, because Cordarrelle Patterson has the ability to do that.
Right.
Seth Roberts doesn't.
Seth Roberts had the ability to catch a touchdown, which he didn't do yesterday.
Exactly.
5 for 46. The only touchdown Derek Carr threw against the hapless Giants defense was the Johnny Holton, who had 3 for 39. Marshawn Lynch, who I liked yesterday, 17 for 101, including a 50-yard touchdown.
Marshawn Lynch has been balling the last couple of weeks. He's been really helping people out down the stretch. He was, you know, it worked out perfect. That opening play, whatever, he had you. He put up points for you right away, which made you feel good. And then he kept it going throughout the game. So
did his job, absolutely. Derek Carr, not very good. 287-1, very boring, but I guess he didn't really have to be.
He's one of the most overrated. Look, I think he's good in NFL fantasy. He came in well overrated.
For the Giants, Orleans Darkwell falls into the end zone, so that saved you if you started him. Evan Ingram is awesome, so I'm looking forward to him and Odell on the field together in the future. 7 for 99. Sterling Shepard, 3 for 56. And Geno. Geno. Two fumbles yesterday.
Geno.
In the red zone. Crushing it.
McAdoo make it back.
He's somehow still a Giants head coach. Right. When we come back.
As of now.
Game of the day. Carolina, New Orleans. But Cam Newton, you starting him going forward? We'll tell you next.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
My name is Greg Sussman. This is Corey Parson, the fantasy executive. That is Matt Modica. He's Wall Street. And we're here to help you in the playoffs. Now that you're here, now that you made it, what do you do, right? What is the move? And that's what we're here to help you with. Because on Sunday in Week 13, you had Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers go against the New Orleans Saints in one of those matchups we're really looking forward to in the NFC, trying to figure out just how good both Carolina is and New Orleans. It was a New Orleans 31-21 victory, which, you know, it was dominated by Alvin Kamara. We'll get to him in a moment. But Cam Newton, let me give you the stat line. 183 yards passing, two touchdowns, and then he chipped in a 51 yards on the ground. An extra 5 points there, including a 32-yard run, which was very, you know, which was a thing of beauty. He got it out, and then there was tons of running room. If you started Cam Newton, were you happy with that performance yesterday, Matt?
It was so ugly to watch. And that's the thing with Cam. It has not been pretty. But he did get you the points. I think he finished, tied for sixth? He had just as many points as Carson Wentz, and who was very disappointing last night as well. But here's the thing. Next week is a tough one. He's got Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
I'm not really looking forward to starting him in that one, but then Green Bay and Tampa Bay.
You survive this pat next week, you get Green Bay and Tampa Bay. But Corey, when we talk about surviving this next week with Cam Newton, it's Monday. I'm not making a lot of decisions today. But, you know, people are thinking about it. Are you going to start Cam Newton against Minnesota?
It's tough. It's a tough call to throw Cam out there in that environment next week. I think, like, obviously it's a little bit too early to look at it. What I will say about Cam Newton, though, is he's like the opposite of Jared Cook. When you don't expect it from Cam, he brings it.
When you do expect it from Cam. Because when you don't expect
next week.
But Jared Cook, when you don't expect it, he brings it normally.
Yeah, so you're right. Yeah.
Would you rather start Dak Prescott or Cam Newton, Corey? Dak's facing the Giants.
Dak wasn't that impressive this week. He threw those two touchdown passes. I would start Cam Newton.
I'm going to go with Corey. I'm going to start Cam, not confidently. I mean, look, at this point in the season, are you really that confident in anything?
You're just trying to survive.
Yeah, I mean, really.
You're just trying to survive. That's all you can do. Yesterday, for the rest of Carolina, you had Johnny Stewart, 11 for 45. He scored the touchdown. Christian McCaffrey carried the ball just six times for 16 yards. Did a 5 for 33 and a touchdown, though.
I don't know why he's not used more in this
series. I don't get it.
They're a better team when he's integrated into this offense.
It's true. They really are. So it boggles my mind that they continue to try to keep his touches down and ultimately save him for something.
Yeah, I don't know what they're saving him for. That was a big first place game on the line. Thankfully, Devin Funchess appeared in the second half. He had a goose egg at the half.
Goose egg in the first half. And for most of the second half, wasn't really doing much. And then he snagged one over Ken Crawley late in that second half and ran it into the end zone. So once again, a good day for Devin Funchess. 4 for 16, a touchdown. And Matt, he's going to be a name that I'm not going to know what to do with on draft day next year. I know a lot of people are out that are watching this.
Not even next year. Next week, Minnesota.
That's a good point. Devin Funchess, you talk about Cam Newton against Minnesota. Devin Funchess against Xavier Rhodes. Xavier Rhodes, who closed every road for Julio Jones. He followed him on the outside in the slot. Even when they moved Julio around, Xavier Rhodes was there to watch him. And Devin Funchess next week, can you start him?
I don't know. You're going to have to see your options. But just remember, like what Rhodes did this week to Julio, Thanksgiving Day.
Marvin Jones Jr.
About 102? Two touchdowns? So, look, it's going to be tough because, I mean, that's going to be a rock'em sock'em defensive kind of game. The Vikings defense, while it doesn't really produce fantasy wise like you would think, and if like in real football, it's tough. I mean, they throw a pounding on teams. And Carolina has a good defense. Look, they don't have Charles Johnson. He got the PED suspension.
Yep.
They lost somebody yesterday too, so.
Not as good as they were just maybe a day or two ago with Carolina. But as you just said with Devin Funchess, if you could survive past Minnesota, you got Green Bay and Tampa Bay coming.
I just want to say one thing, like I'm saying in the live chat, bum Brady or Kareem Hunt let me down. Look, guys got you to that point, and you got to win week 13. You got to remember what players did you. There's been players that disappointed all season long, and talented players. I mean, Julio was a disappointment considering where he went. He had the 50-point week last week. Gives you what? A 2-point week? A 3-point
amazing
week? I mean, that's amazing. Mike Evans doesn't have a game with 100 yards this year.
All year long.
And that's just, I can't comprehend that. And I think Mike Evans is great. But I can't. Four touchdowns. He has less than 750 yards receiving after 11 games.
Mm-hmm. Had a big stretch without without Jameis Winston in the middle of the season. I think that really hurt him.
That hurt him. But even with Jameis, he didn't, you know. I'm not trying to knock Evans. I'm a pro Evans guy. I'm just trying to point out a guy. Even A.J. Green has disappointed to an extent. And these guys were going 5, 6, 7.
It almost makes you feel very okay, Corey, with a guy like Michael Thomas, who, listen, we've talked about disappointing guys and matches ran over 5 of them that in week 13, the biggest week of the year for you, let you down. Mike Thomas kind of did what he does every single game. 5 for 70. He had the touchdown yesterday. On the year, Michael Thomas has 75 catches for 875 yards. What you hate is just 3 touchdowns, but 75 for 875 on his way to a 1,000-yard season, on his way for close to 90 catches. You're going to take that from Michael Thomas you drafted toward the end of the first round.
You take that because he's been solid. He's been consistent. He hasn't had no real blow-up weeks. But give me that solid consistency in my lineup every week so that these ups and downs that you get with the Julio Joneses and guys like that, at least for this year.
Absolutely.
I mean, I would love to have Michael Thomas. That consistency, there's something to be said for that. When you could set it, forget it, 15 points or whatever. Okay, it's not the 32. But look, not everybody's Antonio Brown. And Antonio Brown's been on an epic run once again. But hopefully he's inactive.
Speaking of epic runs, you can't spell epic without saying K-A-M-A-R-A. That's Alvin Kamara. Yesterday, 5 catches for 66 yards, along with his 9 rushes for 60 yards and 2 touchdowns. And as I saw on Twitter, as Joe Buck and Troy Aikman says, it was like, when he doesn't make the first guy miss, you're confused and something's wrong.
GM Mickey Loomis said, when they drafted him, we envision him to be that Darren Sproles, Reggie Bush role. He's been, somebody said, I was on Scott Barrett on Twitter. He asked a question to the PFF fans.
Yeah.
And they said, what's a comp? And Alvin Kamara, they said, is everything we thought Reggie Bush would be, like that type of a player. So, look, I mean, the kid's just been awesome. That backfield, thunder, lightning, whatever. However you want to call it. I mean, I'm heartbroken that I don't have that backfield anymore in that Super Bowl. That would have been fun for the playoffs.
That would have been really fun for the playoffs. That backfield has been the best in the NFL. Alvin Kamara, every single week, you just wait for one of these duds. And when we talked about like value next year, you're like, oh man, one of these days, Alvin Kamara is just not going to do it. I've watched it. He's done it every week.
I haven't sat down and thought it out right now. I mean, this past week's been way too damn stressful. But I want to. At some point, I'm going to sit down and take a look of who I would take ahead of Alvin Kamara going into next year. I don't even care if Mark Ingram's there.
Sure.
I don't think that's kind of a good thing.
I agree.
You know? And there was a stat with Mark Ingram. When he gets like less than 18 touches or 18 touches or less, he's a much more productive player.
Yesterday, Ingram had 14 carries for 85 yards, a touchdown, 6 receptions. So he had 20. 6 receptions for 37 yards. So really good day of the PBR for him, too.
Yeah, no. I mean, look, Ingram runs hard. He can catch the ball. So, I mean, the way they're doing it, and if you watched the broadcast yesterday, I thought it was what Sean Payton said. The only thing keeping from Alvin Kamara being Rookie of the Year was him. But, I mean, Alvin Kamara's good.
Alvin Kamara is going to be the Rookie of the Year.
Him and Andy Reid.
It's amazing how the coaches. Andy Reid gave up the play calling yesterday.
Yeah.
Matt
Nagy. Think in the biggest game of the season for them. Up to date, because you knew the Chargers were going to beat the Browns.
Yes.
The Clippers were not losing that game.
And you knew the Raiders would beat the Giants, too.
Yeah. I mean, well, these are things. So you had
both teams are in there.
You lose, it's a three-way tie, and you're like the odd team out of those currently.
Well, currently they're in. Currently they're actually the team that's in.
Oh, they're the one that's in?
They're the one that's in.
Because the Raiders beat them.
Because it's a division record. The Raiders beat them because it's a division record. The Chiefs are in as of now. But listen, every team in that division controls their own destiny.
Can we say one thing?
Yeah.
Going forward in these fantasy playoffs, start all receivers against the Chiefs.
Absolutely. Especially when the quarterback for the Chiefs, Marcus Peters, takes the flag and just throws it in the stands.
Yeah, that was, I mean, Marcus Peters.
And he ejected himself.
Yeah, he was, that was.
He ejected himself.
He wasn't ejected, but he ran in the locker room and took all his stuff off and came back.
Yeah, no, that was really disappointing to see a player of that caliber act like that.
Stupid.
What he did.
Well, you talk about players of that caliber and acting out and doing what he did. You have to talk about Rob Gronkowski.
Oh, that was terrible. And I love Gronk. Look, I'm a Bills fan. There should have been pass interference on that play.
Sure.
He was held.
Yeah.
I don't know how the ref didn't see that. And that pissed him off. But you cannot do that. He needs to be suspended.
He concussed the guy.
Yeah, no. That was vicious.
Vicious.
He did, first off, look at the size of Gronk. You have a guy laying there defensively, you know, unprotected. You can't do that. I understand you're pissed off. He apologized. It's the apology, okay, but that's not good enough. He has to face a suspension. That cannot be tolerated. That cannot be allowed. That could have caused a serious injury.
It did. A concussion is a serious injury.
Yeah, no, you're right. I'm saying.
You know, I mean, like, the fact is, he ran his elbow into this dude's head. That's not acceptable, Corey.
That's almost like assault.
Yeah.
It is, just like that. How you feeling today? Week 13, basically in the books. Did you make it? You let us know. 844-843-6879. We continue on here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, certainly on YouTube and television as well. This is the Roto Experts. Stick with us.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
Back with you, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. 844-843-6879. How you feeling, man? How you feeling this morning? We want to know. So give us a ball. Give us a call.
Game balls tomorrow. Football frenzy.
On the Fantasy Football Frenzy, indeed. I want to talk about, before we get to the calls, so stick with us. Patriots and Bills from yesterday. Gronk was a lunatic. He deserves to get suspended, which will crush you in the first round of the playoffs. But actually, be good for him. Take a break. You know, heal up.
What I didn't get in that game was, why didn't they just keep throwing the ball to Gronk? He was open. Even when he wasn't open, the catches that he was making, I mean, it just shows the talent. And there's no excuse for what he did. We've stated that point. But he was open. When he wasn't open, he would, whatever he had to do. I mean, he made a couple of really nice catches yesterday. And that game was just, I mean, that game was crazy. I mean, I was happy Burkhead got me that win, but Brady got me that loss. So, I mean, you don't have Gronk next week, that's a major blow. It's just a major blow. He's going to get suspended. I can't see that not happening.
Absolutely. I agree, and he should. Yesterday, the final line for Gronk, 9 catches, 147 yards on 11 targets. But that was it. Like, the Bills actually did a really nice job in the passing game outside of Gronk, right? Like, Brandon Cooks, 2 for 17. Danny Amendola, 2 for 34. Rex Burkhead, 3 for 25. James White, 4 for 32. I mean, there's nothing else here.
You know, the thing here was, I think what got everybody, what skewed everybody is, and I've heard it all week long going up to this. Look, that game against the Saints, the Bills faced, that was 300 yards and 6 rushing touchdowns. That's going to skew everything. The Bills weren't as good as the defense played early in the season and weren't as bad as that stretch when they originally first lost Darius. And the thing was, the game script for the Patriots, they got the lead. They didn't have to, you know, they're a team that, it's weird. Like, they'll do what they got to do to win, and right, they'll just follow that script. They're not going to, you know, Belichick doesn't care.
And it's crazy. Tom Brady doesn't throw a touchdown yesterday, which was decimating to fantasy owners. Throws an interception, but does not throw a touchdown. I don't know the last game Tom Brady played where he didn't throw a touchdown.
You want to change that game was that opening drive. The Bills pretty much...
had their way on that opening drive.
Yeah, it was like 7.5 minute drive, 8 minute drive, and Tyrod Taylor threw that horrific interception.
Oh, my God.
The Bills score a touchdown, even get 3 points there, it changes the outlook. You know, maybe the Patriots got to, you know, be a little more foot on the pedal early on. But, you know, the Patriot defense has played much better. Not the Patriot defense from the month of September.
Certainly not. Deion Lewis, 15 carries, 92 yards. But it was Rex Burkhead with 2 touchdowns, 12 carries, 78 yards. And listen, Matt, you were the one that said, if you could hold on, and just hold on and hold on, this is going to provide you dividends. He did.
You know what? I've said it, and it came to fruition. It won me a lot of money yesterday. I put him in. I benched DeMarco Murray. I just couldn't look at DeMarco Murray anymore. And look, he got those 2 touchdowns. He is the goal line back now. And, you know, he'll catch passes. So, for me, he's the guy to own in New England. I know Deion Lewis looks good running the ball and stuff, but he's not getting he's got one game over 100, and he's not getting the goal line carries right now. I said going in, even though I was playing Burkhead, it was still a bit of running back roulette going in there. And that's the way it's going to be. But as long as Chris Hogan's out, I think you have to start Rex Burkhead regardless. I mean, I'm pretty much with confidence. I know people are going to start him now. He had 25 points
right, and
19-3. Look, if you look at the last 5 games, he's gotten 15 points or more in 4 out of the 5.
Absolutely. For Buffalo, Tyrod Taylor gets carted off with what seemed to be a serious knee injury. He says he's okay. Official test today. He doesn't think, and nor do the Bills think, it's an ACL tear. But hysterical as he left the field, towel over the head, 65 yards passing, and an interception. Nate Peterman came in, obviously did nothing after that. LeSean McCoy rushed 15 times for 93 yards, also caught a couple passes for 9 yards. The passing game, obviously, as I just gave you the quarterback stats, they did nothing. Have we seen Tyrod Taylor take his last snap for the Buffalo Bills, Corey?
We don't know the importance or the significance of the injury, so let's wait to see how that plays out before we jump to that conclusion. But if this is something that's going to cause him to miss the rest of the season, then he does not take another snap as a Buffalo Bill.
6-6 are the Bills, still fighting for a playoff spot as well. Listen, Bills got to do what they got to do. Face the Dolphins a couple times, I know that. Face the Patriots again, or so. So, you know.
Well, let me ask you a question. Everybody's talking about Kareem Hunt and how disappointing he's been.
Yeah.
What about LeSean McCoy over these last 5 weeks?
I would kill for these double-digit points.
Exactly.
But no, wait, time out. Kareem Hunt's getting 10 points every week.
No. 9.7.
Kareem Hunt.
He has 12 points in the last three, in the last 2 weeks, man.
Okay, how about this? Yesterday, he had 2.5 points less than LeSean McCoy. LeSean McCoy's last 5 weeks, 2.5 points, 9 points, 25.6, 11.9, 12.2.
Yeah, but Shady ran the ball for how many yards yesterday?
93.
He had 12.2. He had
93
more.
Yards rushing, though. He was a part of the offense. He was like,
but look at
he can
points.
Score a touchdown. He can catch a couple more passes and have a big day. Kareem Hunt was nothing again.
Okay, no, forget what he was. But look at the last 5 weeks.
Yesterday. The last 5 weeks, Shady's outscored Kareem Hunt.
He's not, like, killing him.
No, he's not, but he's been much better.
He's gotten 10 points. He had a 3-point week last week, Kareem Hunt? 4 weeks ago, LeSean McCoy had that. I mean, he's pretty much been a 10-point guy.
These are weeks when the chips is on the table, and Kareem Hunt has been horrific.
He's put up double-digit points. My point is, in the last 5 weeks...
In PPR,
Kareem Hunt's basically scored you 10 points, right? Every week, except for one. LeSean McCoy's got the 2.5. He's got that one good week against the Chargers. But that's it. It's not like he's been, you know, carrying you to a championship.
In the last 5 weeks, he's RB3 in PPR.
He has one good week in the last 5 weeks.
He's still RB3 in PPR the last 5 weeks.
What is Julio Jones in the last 5 weeks?
In the last 5 weeks, I'm looking at running backs right now.
The point was, he had a 50-point week last week.
No one running back in the last 5 weeks is point per game based. Ezekiel Elliott.
Ezekiel Elliott, if you look at how he's still there, I mean, it's amazing.
And even on a point per game basis, Shady is 6. Kareem Hunt is 31st. Okay. It's not a comparison.
He had 25.6 week. My point is, he's pretty much, besides that one game in the last five, he hasn't done anything special. He's gotten less than double digits twice.
And he's a low end RB2 moving forward. Low end RB2.
I'm trying to make a point in the fact that, you know,
you can't blame one person.
Look at, Jordan Howard last. Everybody thought that was, like, the greatest matchup on earth. I mean, I'm just trying to make the point. These guys have all disappointed, and they helped get you there, some of these guys. And just, you know.
Hunt has been especially bad when you needed him the most. Especially bad.
It's more telling because he doesn't have that 25-point week. He's pretty much... I'm going to say he's been outscored by McCoy probably by 15 points in the last 5 weeks.
844-843-6879, 844-843-6879. Let's go to Andrew in Boston. What's up, Andrew?
What's going on, man?
How you feeling, dude?
I'm all right. I know I usually get in during the frenzy, but I got two questions for y'all.
What's up, Andrew?
So the person I got in the first round, he usually streams a quarterback. Is it good or bad measure for me to pick up a quarterback that I don't need?
Yeah, do that.
Yeah, you can block your opponent.
This time of year, this is not regular season football, fantasy football right here. But this time of year, when you get into the playoffs and these matchups are one-on-one and there's fewer teams playing, less teams on the waiver wire, if you got the roster real estate, I would try to pick up every quarterback. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna try to leave him with Peterman to play.
Yeah, you want to block your... I mean, don't be dropping anybody good, but I'm sure you have somebody on your roster.
Kareem Hunt.
that seventh wide receiver that's never going to see the field or, you know, running back.
That's what... There's one question. I believe there's two questions.
What's going on, Andrew? What's question number two, my man?
You said I can ask you if you made the wrong suggestion. Yes, I was at Alex Smith yesterday for Matt Ryan.
That was a good. I said you can at me. I did tell him to play Matt Ryan.
In Corey's defense,
over Alex Smith. Alex Smith had been looking just as bad as Kareem Hunt recently.
Yeah, no. I mean, in Corey's defense, going into yesterday, over the last 6 weeks, Matt Ryan was quarterback number 5 over that span.
He was getting it done. He was at home, you know. But no, you are correct. I said you can at me, Andrew. But I'm glad to see you still made it into the playoffs, though.
70-point win anyway, but I could have won by 100.
Wonderful.
good for you, dude.
All right, Andrew.
All right, there you go. 844-843-6879. Andrew's pissed. He didn't win by 100.
Yeah, no. Well, I told him, I said yesterday, if I get something wrong, you can at me. And he took me up on that offer.
My favorite call of last week occurred Friday night on Old School Fantasy.
Right.
Somebody called us up and said, look, I'm out of it, but I still want to win this week. I'm playing my rival.
Sure.
And was trying to put the best lineup. That's the kind of players you want in the league.
No, I agree with you.
Even though he couldn't make the playoffs, he was trying to knock out his rival, trying to put, you know, he was still trying to get the pickups and the best lineup.
And that's why head-to-head fantasy football is the best thing in fantasy sports.
Listen,
because
my team,
because of those rivalries
that. So my team, which has been last place all year in this league, I started Josh McCown yesterday. I started Kenny and Drake yesterday. I had Evan Ingram. I had Josh Doctson. I had Michael Thomas. I put more points yesterday than I have all year. This is the team that I expected. And I still have Juju tonight. And Joe Mixon. I tried, man. That's all I can do. All right, we come back. I'll wrap up the hour. We'll talk about how we made America great again. Mike Evans, not so much. Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers back soon enough. Talk all about it. We'll talk to you at 844-843-6879. This is the Roto Experts on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
We are back with you, Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Fantasy Executive, and of course, Wall Street, Matt Lodica. Corey, I watched the Line of Lock Live program yesterday, and you took the whiteboard out, and while Maria Marino said Robbie Anderson was her sleeper of the day, you pointed out that's not a sleeper. The sleeper is when you make America great again.
Yeah.
And you wrote it down. You were confident that with the return of Jameis Winston, you were going to believe in Cameron Brate. Cameron Brate caught just two passes yesterday.
Yeah.
Both of them were in the end zone.
Yeah, and that's the thing about it is this is a player that Jameis Winston looks for when he gets in certain areas of the field. When Jameis Winston needs a play, we know how great Mike Evans is and what kind of star Mike Evans is. The thing about it is Cameron Brate and Jameis Winston have a very good rapport. He looks for him all the time. I would say that Brate is his first read a lot. And if Brate is open, he's going to get him the ball. You saw the numbers Brate put up before Jameis Winston went out.
Yeah.
He was tight end 4. I didn't see why it was not a slam dunk that he went right back in lineups. Like, everybody was like, that was crazy talk. And I was like, no, if the dude, it got a little fishy yesterday morning because of Brate's hip injury. But for the most part, this was a slam dunk. So, make America Brate again.
So, it was easy for him. Cameron Brate, 2 for 39. Problem was, Jameis Winston really spread the ball out yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Threw it to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. He threw it to 10 different receivers yesterday. Nobody had more receiving yards.
You want to see that most of that go to Mike Evans.
You would like to that. Peyton Barber actually led the way with 41 yards receiving. Peyton Barber had a day.
Yeah, I think you got to pick Peyton Barber up. If you still have pickups remaining, I think Peyton Barber's the guy that you could pick up for your stretch run.
100 yards rushing on the ground for Peyton Barber. 41 yards through the air. He was good. Mike Evans, 2 for 33. DeSean Jackson, 2 for 24. O.J. Howard, just 1 for 17 for Tampa Bay. For Green Bay, Brett Hundley only caught only 13 passes that were completed. 84 yards total for Brett Hundley. In a game, this team won.
He's a dog.
One more game.
Yep.
One more game. If you could just survive until week 15, you get Aaron Rodgers back. That is nice.
Yeah, and then I picked up Aaron Rodgers in one of my team a couple weeks ago that's going to be playing in week 15. So
I'm looking forward
to that.
I have Aaron Rodgers. I just need to get there.
Yeah.
I just need to get there. Jamal Williams was I got this one wrong yesterday. Jamal Williams was tremendous.
Yep.
113 yards on the ground and the touchdown. He was awesome. Ran out of breath. They brought in Aaron Jones for his first play all game. Runs for 20-yard touchdown. Did you see Greg Jennings got crushed on Twitter yesterday for this?
Why?
So he called the game with Tim Brando. It was his first ever
I didn't see that
game.
Okay, yeah.
And Aaron Jones scores a touchdown last play of the game, and Greg Jennings screams, just like he has all day, Jamal Williams.
Oh, wow.
Oh, excuse me, it's Aaron Jones gets into the end zone, and then he got crushed, and Tim Brando wasn't happy with that. Tim Brando felt bad for him.
Oh, well, Be all right. He's a grown man.
Yeah, you know.
He want to get in that booth. He better know what he's talking about.
Out of the 84 yards passing, 42 of it went to Devontae Adams. 38 on the first drive, just four more yards later. Pathetic.
Pathetic. You know, this is a situation where the one Green Bay Packer wide receiver we have been able to count on has been Devontae Adams.
You still can.
When you needed him most, what did he do?
8.2 in the PPR.
There you go right there. That's not going to cut it.
How about them Packers, though? They got the Browns next week. Aaron Rodgers
week 15. It's going to be too little too late. I was looking at the standings. It's going to be too little too late.
That's, you know, but what, Seattle and Atlanta has...
Forget Atlanta. It's Carolina and Seattle.
Yeah, but you don't think Seattle can lose?
Oh, well, of course they can lose, but they're currently two games up on them. They got to lose a couple times.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's going to be very, very tough for them to pass Carolina or Seattle.
Actually, Philadelphia to win last night, but of course they couldn't pull that off.
If Philadelphia would have won last night, it would have been in play. They would have been one game back of Atlanta and Seattle.
With a tiebreaker over Dallas.
With a tiebreaker over them, yeah.
The Aaron Rodgers team.
what do you call the Eagles last night played scared. They played, you know, not their game. They were going for it, fourth and one.
That is their game, though. They always go for it, fourth and one.
But they didn't do it a lot. They had three times to do
it. That was the fourth and twos right past midfield they didn't go for. You're absolutely right. They played a little scared. They had gone for the third and ones and fourth and ones last night with the Carson Wentz quarterback sneak, which is always successful. Brady-like success. But they didn't go for it on the fourth and twos that we were used to seeing most of the year. I agree with that. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, our number two is upon us. We'll continue going over everything from yesterday. Coming up at the bottom or the 9 o'clock hour, Jake Cilio joining us. We'll preview Monday Night Football. I'll continue to take your calls this hour as well. It's Roto Experts Fantasy Sports Radio Network.